Good morning. Thank you for calling our staff driver. This is Rami. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Warren McLean.
Hi. Good morning. How are you today, sir?
Fine. Somebody called me about picking up my archtop box next week on Tuesday, but I don't. They called me from this number, so that's all I know. Because I've been trying to get you to send me a box, and nobody seems to know how to do that there. Do you not have boxes?
Yes, I did. I spoke to you yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
And I sent that email last night. So that's probably why they contacted you today. Let me take a look to your account to see if they left a message, a note to see what's the next step.
So they're going to send me a box?
So they left you a message saying for you to come pick it up?
Call this number. No, for me to call this number about they were going to pick it up, but it has to be picked up at exactly 1 o'clock on Tuesday because I'm not going to be here other than then. That's why I wanted to mail it back.
Okay.
So, but you're saying they're going to send me a box?
Let me.
I've called this other guy twice.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look. And there was did they leave a name of the person who called?
No.
Okay, let me take a look.
But it just seems like nobody has a box there.
Let me see.
I got to get this back to you on Tuesday.
Yes. We. I know.
Next week.
I'm putting it. Let me see. Let me just take a look. All right, just for security purpose, I need to verify the address. Can you please verify your address?
45 Hoffman Street.
Perfect.
45 Hoffman Street.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, I just send a message to the chat. Let me see how fast they're going to respond to me. So now that I have you on the phone, I can give you, hopefully can give you an answer right away. Okay, let me see. What I can do, if you're okay, I can wait for their answer. I can give you a call back, or I can have somebody call you today.
You don't have to call me if you can take care of it. You just have to call me if you can't figure it out. Okay.
Yes, I don't know why.
I don't know why it's so hard to get a box. I tried. I called you 2 weeks ago. Do you even really have a box to send?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do have boxes.
Yeah, do you really? Because I don't think you do.
No,
somebody didn't have one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I had to verify. I have to clarify with them if.
Well, that's what the guy keeps telling me on the phone 2 weeks ago. I have to call and verify it. Well, I need a box to send this back. He said, "Yeah, I'm going to stay on the phone until I verify it." And then I never got anything. So I don't know who we're trying to verify this with. Okay, so if you could just take care of this, I'll be happy.
I understand. Yes, I'm contacting the right people because I'm not. That's what we need to clarification. I don't know if they wait until the service is disconnected to then send you the box, but then I'm requesting it now because you need it before the service is done. So you can send it out.
Yeah, my service is over at 1 o'clock a week from today, mm-hmm. and I'm leaving town. So I'm going to have to get rid of that cable box on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so I need something to put it in.
I understand. I completely understand. So what we're trying to, I'm trying to get somebody to, maybe take it to you or mail it to you as soon as possible. Okay.
Or drop it by, whatever.
Yes. If they say that they're going to drop it by, we just give you a call just to make sure that you're going to be there.
No, just drop it by on my front porch.
In your front porch. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's what mail does. That's when Spectrum sent one over with them, for me to send back. They dropped it off. So I mean, in the mail, they just put it on the porch. So just put it on the porch.
Okay, perfect. I'll let them know.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.